From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Ron DeSantis will be Florida's next governor. The Republican beat Democratic Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum in a narrow victory. Reporter Brendan Byrne from our sister station WMFE in Orlando was at the campaign's victory headquarters in Orlando last night and has this report.
So please join me in welcoming our next governor and the First Lady, Ron and Casey DeSantis.
Just hours after the polls closed in Florida, candidate Andrew Gillum delivered his concession speech. Minutes later, in front of a packed ballroom in Orlando's convention area, DeSantis, flanked by his running mate and his wife, claimed victory.
And I think my election as governor in the nation's third largest state is further proof that, regardless of where you start out in life, if you work hard, if you do it for the right reasons, you can succeed in the United States of America.
When the DeSantis campaign started out, the North Florida congressman was far from the front runner in the Republican primary. Florida's Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam held an early lead in the race, but that all changed when President Trump threw his support for DeSantis on Twitter, followed by appearances at rallies across the state. That's what brought the support of Kat Gates Skipper. Like DeSantis, she's a retired member of the military and part of the Veterans for DeSantis group. When she heard the candidate was in for Trump, she was all in for DeSantis.
Oh, well, because he's for our veterans, and President Trump supports him because I'm for President Trump because I was President Trump's chairwoman for veterans for the state of Florida when he ran.
The race for Florida's governor was also seen as a bellwether for President Trump's influence on elections throughout the country. National political stories like the nomination and confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh amid allegations of sexual assault sparked anger from Democrats across the country and in Florida. But Republican political analyst Michelle Ertel said it also riled up the other side.
Trump has been saying jobs, not mobs, you know, and that's motivated the Democrats, but it's also motivated Republicans.
DeSantis was behind in public opinion polls leading into the election, but supporter Congressman Matt Gaetz said polling never concerned the campaign.
Because it was often modeling an electorate that Florida has never seen. There was an assumption that there would be a blue wave, so many more new Democratic voters that Republicans would be behind the eight ball. The reality is that Democrats did build a tremendous coalition of new voters, but there was a corresponding red wave.
A record number of early voters cast their ballot in Florida. Democrats and Republicans accounted for nearly 40% of the ballots ahead of Tuesday's election, and Dems held the early lead. But that left nearly 2.5 million no-party-affiliated voters up for grabs. It's still unclear which candidate picked up those votes. UCF political scientist Aubrey Jewett says even though DeSantis didn't run a perfect campaign, his challenger Andrew Gillum was too far left for Florida voters.
And to be so upfront and bold as Gillum was, to say he would push for a $1 billion tax increase, you know, maybe again, that was one of the factors that fell into this.
DeSantis campaign officials say a last-minute push highlighting DeSantis's environmental policy and Florida's booming economy helped close the gap and win the election. The governor-elect promised to continue the work strengthening that economy and keeping it a tax-free state to attract investors.
We have an awful lot of opportunities in Florida, particularly building a stronger economy, and that is in large part due to the hard work of Rick Scott for 8 years, focusing on bringing Florida's economy back. It's never been better. We haven't reached our potential. That's what I'm going to work on doing.
DeSantis will inherit that economy from Governor Scott and the leadership of the Sunshine State in January. I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.